You're listening to the podcast of East River Park Christian Church. If you'd like to find out more information about the church or donate to this ministry, please visit us at eastriverpark.church. We pray that this is an encouragement to you as you grow in Christ through the local church.
Ready? Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the PK Catechism with Jason and
Eliza.
And we are in week 40. Isn't that crazy?
That's a lot.
No, this is question 40. We're using the New City Catechism, free resource for your phone or tablet. But as I've said almost every week, it's just an opportunity to have conversations on a more weekly, hopefully daily basis with my kids about God and faith in the Bible. So, question 40, what should we pray? All right, this is pretty simple, but it's going to be really good. And the answer Eliza's going to read. All right, hold on. The question is, what should we pray? And the answer?
The whole world of God
directs
us in what we should pray.
There you go. Good job. Are those glasses making it difficult to read?
No.
She found her glasses after how many months of losing them?
8 months.
Wow. Where were they?
These are my old ones.
Where were they?
They're in the case.
Oh, they were in the case?
in my
What a crazy one. I think I'm going to read this one because this one's long. How about you read this part? And I'll read this part, you read that part. So I'll tell you when it's your turn. You ready? So the scripture is Ephesians 3, starting in verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now it's your turn.
Now to him who is able to do far more
abundantly
than all that we ask or think,
according
to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and the
Christ Jesus
throughout all
generations
forever and ever.
Amen. All right, well, it's early, baby, isn't it?
What?
It's hard to see some of that. Can you say glory?
Glory.
Glory. There you go.
Yay.
All right, here we go. A few questions for you. When do you pray, Eliza? When do you pray?
During church, and then go home, and it's nighttime.
Yeah.
And I read, and after that, I tell you, and then I come in my bedroom, and then shut my light off, and then I pray, and then that's it.
You pray when it's just you in your bedroom at night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I go atop my bunk, and I sit on my knees.
Yeah.
And I put my hands together, and I just bow my head and pray.
Okay. Well, you don't have to, do it just like that, but I'm glad that you pray. That's cool. So I think I asked Ezra this last time, or someone this, maybe Judah. But let me ask you, what do you pray for when you pray?
To forgive me what I've done.
Yeah.
At my house. And that Derek and Natalie is here and we're having fun. Yeah. And I pray about that, how it turned out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the one words are here for the weekend. And Derek's going to preach tomorrow. Isn't that crazy?
He can't even go to a church anymore. He lives in Kentucky.
Yep.
Now he's going to preach.
Now he's going to preach. You're right. So how does the Bible, when you read the Bible, how does the Bible help us pray?
Say that question again.
So how does the Bible help us pray?
There's a New Testament and an Old Testament.
Okay.
And I don't really know.
Well, what do you learn when you read the Bible?
I learned in the Bible it says be kind to your brothers and sisters and your family and your mom and dad.
Okay, so being kind to your family and to others. So when you read that, you can pray. It can help us pray because he said, Lord, help me to be kind to my family and to friends at school. Because sometimes it's not easy being kind to each other, is it?
No.
No.
Not a single bit.
Yeah, not every time. So the Bible, when we read the Bible, it helps us know and understand what God cares about. So then we can pray about things like that. There's a lot more to it, but that's a good start, okay? All right. Well, some good conversation about prayer. But you also just finished your basketball season.
Yes, and I lost my tournament yesterday night.
Two nights ago. Yeah, you lost your tournament.
Because these girls were
tall. Nope, we're not going to talk bad about anyone.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying they're tall.
They were tall, and they were good. And you
and
all
they're
got
undefeated.
Yeah, they were undefeated. So that was your first like team sports season ever. So what's something like one thing you learned during your basketball season?
No dribble dribbles.
Yeah.
Watch my feet.
Watch your feet.
I was like when I pick it up and step one.
Yeah, you double dribbled a lot at the beginning, and then you got really good at that.
Yeah, because I kept stopping. Every time when I go and dribble.
People can't see you, so you can't be. You don't need to show everyone.
I know. Every time I dribble, and then I stop, and I just like try to stop, but my feet just keep going, and that's a double dribble.
Yeah.
But I'm trying. Every time I pass it, they call it because I just like.
I think you were dribbling. And then if someone came to guard you and you tried to change directions, you would pick up the ball and then dribble the other way. That's a double dribble. But you played... Oh, man. You played really well this year, and we're all proud of you. You want to pray for us as we end? Yeah. Come on. Come on. All right, well, what should we pray for? All right, I'll pray.
Derek mess up during church.
Okay, well, let's pray that Derek doesn't mess up during church. All right, that's Eliza's prayer. God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for Eliza and some conversations about prayer. God, we pray for Derek that he does a great job tomorrow, and that you would, as Eliza said, he doesn't mess up. But I pray that he knows that he's loved, and we're thankful that he is able to teach the word to us tomorrow. So I pray that we're excited to come and study the word together with brothers and sisters in Christ. And so we're thankful for Eliza, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
High five.